Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Simen Shin Pei Ches. We are on page 514. Simen Shin Pei Ches is Din Imlo Ervu HaChatzeros Yachad. The halacha, if the Chatzeros did not make an Erev together, the Gan Lo Nishtatfu B'Mavui. They also didn't make a Shittav of the Mavui. So says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Imlo Ervu HaChatzeros Yachad. We discussed last night there's three situations. There's an Erev Chatzeros that joined the houses in one Chatzer. Then there's an Erev Chatzeros that's able to join two Chatzeros together through a Pesach. And then there's Shitufei Mavuos that joins together the different Chatzeros around the Mavui. So in this Simen, the Mechaber discusses Imlo Ervu HaChatzeros Yachad. The Chatzeros did not join together in an Erev. The Gamlo Nishtatvu B'Mavui. They also did not make a Shittuv of the Mavui. Still, Mutter L'Taltal B'Chol HaMavui. You can carry freely in the Mavui. Kalim Sheshavsu B'Socho. Kalim that started off Shabbos in the Mavui, you're allowed to carry freely in the Mavui. Bein Ervu Chatzeros Imabotin Bein Lo Ervu. It does not matter whether the Chatzeros have their own small Erev Chatzeros in each Chatzer or not, that's irrelevant. But if there was no Shittuv of the Mavui, and there was no inter-chatzer Erevin, you're still allowed to carry Kalim that started off Shabbos in the Mavui. You can carry in the Mavui. We don't care whether the Chatzeros made their own private Erev Chatzeros or not. Ula harav Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Maimon. However, according to the Rambam, Dafka b'shalo ervu Chatzeros mabatim. Specifically, it's going to be mutter to carry in the Mavui, Kalim that started off Shabbos in the Mavui, if there was no Erev Chatzeros done at all with the houses. Avalim Ervu Chatzeros im Abotim. But if the houses made an Erev Chatzeros, Ein Metaltalin b'Mavui Elabar b'Amos, then you cannot carry in the Mavui any more than four Amos. So the Mishabura will now explain everything. Sivkot and Aleph. Im Lo Ervu, Rotzalomar means to say, Af Im Lo Ervu, even if they didn't make an Erev, the im ervu, because if they did make an erev, harehu gam kein kein shituf mavui kebesimin akodem. We learned last night, even if you didn't make a shitufe mavuos, but you made an erev chatzeros connecting different chatzeros, that accomplishes the same thing. We're talking about in this simen that you did neither. You didn't do the shituf of the mavui, and you did not do the inter chatzer erev chatzeros. You're allowed to carry freely kelim shevshasu besocho sevkotem beis. V'hu adin the mutter lahotzi mechatzer l'mavui kelim sheshavsu besocho v'chemin amavui lachatzer. Like we already discussed earlier in Shin Ayin Beis of Aleph, every mavui and chatzer and gag, they're all considered one rishus. So you not only will be allowed to carry kelim that started off Shabbos in the mavui, but zakta mishavura hu adin you're allowed to carry from the chatzer to the mavui kelim that started off Shabbos in the chatzer, and so too from the mavui to the chatzer kelim that started off Shabbos in the mavui. All that is going to be fine. The lo tiknu chachomim shitufe mavuos. Chazal were only misaking the concept of a shituf of the mavui. Elu lahatir lahutzi la mavui kelim sheshasu babayis. As we see many times in erev chatzeros, a shituf mavuos is only needed to carry items kelim that started off Shabbos in the house. So the shittuf allows you to carry from the house to the chatzer to the mavui kelim that started off in the house. Aval le'inyan chatzeros u'mavuos atzman. But in terms of the chatzeros and the mavuis themselves, lo tiknu, that was not a tikkun for them. U'rishus echadu, they're all considered one rishus. D'mutu l'talta mizeh lazeh. Again, like we've seen many times, kelim that started off Shabbos in the chatzer, the mavui can be carried freely from chatzer to chatzer, mavui to mavui, chatzer to mavui. The only limitation we have in which we need a shituf or an eruv is if you want to start getting involved with kelim that started off in the houses. So then, to carry from the house to the chatzer, you need an eruv chatzeros. To carry from the house to the mavui, you need a shituf of the mavui. V'chein shavim heim gam bazeh. Another similarity is as follows. The kemode mutter l'talto b'kol ha-chotzer. The same way you're allowed to carry in the entire chotzer, kelim sheshavsu b'socho, kelim that started off Shabbos in the chotzer, afim lo irvu mabatim, even though you didn't make an eruv of the houses in the chotzer, but kelim that started off in the chotzer can be carried freely in the chotzer, so kein mutter l'talto b'kol ha-mavui, so too you can carry in the entire mavui, afim lo nishtatvu b'nei ha-chatzeros im ha-mavui. Even though the members of the chatzeros in the mavui did not join together in a shituf. Upashit. Dekolze Mari Shahya Hamavui Asmo Musukum Balachi Vakora Kadin. Zakta Mishabur, a very important point. It's obvious. If you're going to be carrying freely in this mavui, it has to be that the mavui is fixed up properly, like a mavui must be done through a lechi or kora. Then you're allowed to carry freely in it, and even if you don't have a shituf or an inter chatzer erev chatzeros, since you have the tikkun of the lechi or the kora in the mavui, you can freely carry kel that tsarov in the mavui or in the chatzer from one place to another. Sefkatan gimel bein erev chatzeros. So the Mechaber said in the first Shita, before we get to the Rambam, if there's no large Eruv Chatzeros connecting the different Chatzeros, there's no Shita of the Mavui, so then you're allowed to carry Kalim Atzarov in the Mavui, you can carry them freely in the Mavui, whether the Chatzeros made their own private Eruv Chatzeros of the houses and that Chatzer or not. Says the Mishabura, the Mitsuyim Kalei Habayis B'Chatzer. What would be the Tzad that if there was an Eruv Chatzeros that would cause problems at carrying the Mavui? Because if there is an Eruv Chatzeros in this Chatzer, it's very common that you're going to have Kalim from the Bayis found in the Chatzer. Because the Eruv Chatzeros allows you to carry Kalim from the Bayis to the Chatzer on Shabbos. V'shayich le'migzer, and then it's shayich to make a gzeira, dil ma'asi lafuke klei ha'bayis le'mavui. And then we have to be worried that maybe the same way you're carrying from the house to the Chatzer, which is beheter because you have an Eruv Chatzeros, but then maybe you're going to carry also from the Chatzer to the Mavui, and that would be aser, because there is no shituf of the Mavui. Afilu hachi shari. Still, it's going to be mutter. That is the first shita. So even though you have private Eruv Chatzeros in each Chatzer, you can still carry freely in the Mavui. We don't make a gzeira that maybe Kalim that start off in the house, which you're allowed to carry to the Chatzer because of the small Eruv Chatzeros, that might lead you to then carry from the Chatzer to the Mavui without a sheet of Mavuos or without an inter-Chatzer Eruv. Then we have the second sheet of the Rambam, and he was more machmir. The Rambam said you can dafka carry freely Kalim that start off in the Mavui if there was no Eruv Chatzeros of the houses in the Chatzer. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Dalit, Ula halacha naktina kidei harishona. Halacha l'maisa, we go like the first sheet and not like the Rambam. V'afilu l'harambam. And even according to the Rambam, who's machmir, dafka kasham mavui misukan melechi v'kora. Even the case where the Rambam is matter you to carry, when there is no Eruv Chatzeros, it's only going to be, again, when the mavui is fixed up with the lechi v'kora. Avalim hu misukan b'tzuras ha-pesach. But if it's rather fixed up with the tzuras ha-pesach, then even according to the Rambam, it will be mutter. His only limitation is when there's a lechi or kora, so then he limits you if you have an Eruv Chatzeros from carrying in the Mavui. But if there is a Tzuras HaPesach, then you'll be allowed to carry freely in the Mavui. Note number four, we'd like to read a very important note. Ubetama Dover. The reason why lefi the Rambam, there's a chiluk of whether it's fixed up with a lechi or kora versus a Tzuras HaPesach. Tamadava Re'ei Ba'akdama, look in the Akdama of the notes. Shesvaras HaRambam, the Svar of the Rambam is, Shekeshe Irvu HaChatzeros, when you make each Chatzer have their own Erev Chatzeros, B'telos Hein L'gabi HaBatim. An Erev Chatzeros nullifies the Chatzer to the houses in the Chatzer. V'nimsa She'ein Chatzeros B'mavui. It turns out that this Mavui has no Chatzeros attached to it, just houses. V'ein Mavui Nitar B'lechi V'kora. A mavui cannot become mutter through a lechi or kora, atchu batim v'chatzeros psuchim l'socha. As we learned way back when, you can't be matir a mavui through a lechi or kora unless there are batim v'chatzeros open. And if you're going to say that when you make a small area of chatzeros in each chatzer, the chatzer is nullified to the batim, you now have a mavui with no chatzer, and therefore the lechi or kora doesn't help you. And there the Rambam is machmir. V'lochein in tiknu es ha-mavui v'tzuras ha-pesach. Therefore, if you fix up the mavui rather with the tzuras ha-pesach, shetikun ze eino mehilchas tikunei mavuos. That's not one of the rules of a tikun of a mavui. A tzuras ha-pesach has a din of a regular mechitza, so mamela it's more lenient, and your mutter l'talta b'kulo gamim yesh bo rak batim. So even though the Erev Chatzeros nullifies the chatzer, it makes it you just have batim, but still, if you fix up the mavui, not with a lechi akora, which requires chatzeros out of the mavui, but rather with tzuras ha-pesach, which is just a wall, so then it's mutter to carry, even though you only have a din of houses around the chatzer. And then he writes in brackets, omdam l'svaras ha-levush v'ataz. But according to the svar, the levush and the taz, she'evenu shon that we brought in akdama, she'sibas ha-iser hi, that the reason why the Rambam is machmir is shechoshishim shema yavo lahotzi kelim sheshos babayis. We're worried if you have an eruch hatzeros which allows you to carry from the house of the chutzir, you might now accidentally carry those kelim out to the mavi, which is not allowed. So imkein gamim tiknu as pesach hamavi b'tzuras hapesach yesh leser. So then, for that svara, the tzuras hapesach will not help. The tzuras hapesach only helps according to the svara that the eruch hatzeros nullifies the chutzir and all you have is batim. So then, the tzuras hapesach helps, even though the lechi akura would not help. But if the svara is that by having an eruch hatzeros, it's too risky, you might carry from the houses to the chutzir, then to the mavui, so then a tzuras hapesach is not going to help you. That concern is still there. It doesn't matter how you fix it up. It's still a gzeira that you might come to carry from the heter, which is from the houses to the chutzir, because of the eruch hatzeros, then the iser from the chutzir to the mavui without a shituf of the mavui or an inter chutzir Erev Chatzeros. That is the end of Simen Shin Pei Ches, and now we're going to learn, Mirtz Hashem, Simen Shin Pei Tes. Shin Pei Tes is Einu Yehudi Shehei Yeshlo Chalon Pasuach Labiku Lekarfeif. When it discusses over here a Goy, and then a Yisrael, that has an opening on one side of his Rishus into Yer Mavui, and he has a window on the other side that opens into a Bika, a big open area, or into a Karfeif, which is an enclosed area. Says the Mechaber, Sif Aleph, Einu Yehudi Hador b'mavui, a guy that lives in a mavui, v'yeshlo chalon achorei beso, and he has a window on the back end of his house, pasuach lebika o lekarfeif, and it opens up into a bika or a karfeif, afilu einbo el arba tfachim al arba tfachim, even if that window is small, it's only 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, so einu oser al b'nei mavui, he will not aser on the members of the mavui that his house opens into. Afilu machnes umotzi gemolu mukronos derech hamavui kol yom. Even if he takes in and out through the mavui all day with his camels and his wagons, he will not aser. Why? Shechafetz yoser bioso shepasuach lo meachorav levado. He would rather have the entrance that takes him to the outside of the mavui. Sheyesh lo avir. There he has a big open area, he has a bika, he has a karfeith, that's his preferred way. So even though he's using this entrance of the mavui for his wagons and his camels, lemaisa, his preferred way is the other way, which is more airy. V'havei pischo lemavui kamo she'en rogil. So his entrance from the side of the mavui is considered that he's not rogil that way. That's not his preferred entrance, that's not the side he likes better, and therefore he will not aser. Memela she'eno oser. So the goy, although he opens into your mavui, and normally a goy would aser your mavui, unless he describes rishus, but since he has another pesel the other way, which he likes better, even though he uses this one a lot, he's considered not rogil, and he won't aser. This is only true if the bika in the backyard or the karfif in the backyard is very large. It's larger than a beis asayim, so then he prefers that open, airy area. But if it only has a asayim or less, it's considered small, and he's not so interested in it, and then he will aser on the mavui that he opens up into. So if the area behind his house is large, it's geschmack for him, he prefers that entrance, he will not aser. If it's small, a base of sime or less, then he will aser on the mavui, because that would be his preferred entrance. That is by a goy. By Yisrael, it flips around a little bit. V'Yisrael sheyesh lo pesach lemavui, a Yisrael who opens up into the mavui, u'pesach me'achorov lekarfeif, and he has an opening on the other way into a karfeif. Here it doesn't mention a bika. A bika won't do much for him because you can't carry in a bika. It's an open area. It's not enclosed. A karfif is enclosed that you potentially can carry there. So the Yisrael has one entrance into the mavui, back entrance into the karfif. Vishachach v'lo erev, and he forgot and he did not contribute to the erev or the shituf of this mavui. So the din is ima karfif yoser misasayim. If the karfif in his backyard is more than a beis asayim, so oser. So he's not interested in the backyard because he can't carry there anyway. It's too big. And it's a bit of a caramelist, so he prefers the inside. He didn't contribute, so he asers. Lefi she'eno roilo. The backyard being more than a base of Siam is not fit for him. Ve'eno mesalik min amavui. So because of his backyard, he's not removing himself from the mavui because he has no gain on Shabbos with his backyard. He can't carry there. Therefore, he will aser if he does not contribute to the Erev on the mavui. However, if the backyard is hukaf ladira, vim hukaf ladira, if this karfef in his backyard, which is a beis asayim or more, is zuka vadira, afilu yoser meis asayim ein oser, then even if it's more than a beis asayim, he will not aser on the members of the mavui, kevan sheroilo, since it is zuka vadira, even though it's large, he's allowed to carry freely there, and therefore he prefers the backyard, and he will not aser on the mavui that he did not contribute to. V'yesh mi sheomer the adaraba. There are those who say the opposite is true. Imhuka Fadira, if the area in the back is surrounded for dwelling, Afilu Beis Asayim Oser, even if it's smaller, it's just a Beis Asayim, will Aser. Shekevan Shehuka Fadira, since it's surrounded for Dira purposes, Ein Bo Avir, it doesn't have a lot of air. The Eino Chafetz Bo, he doesn't want it so much, Lehistalik Bishilim and Amavui. He's not going to prefer that area that's less airy over the area in front by the Mavui, and then he will Aser on the Mavui. So let's see the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph. Back to the case of the Goy. So there's a Goy living with one entrance to the Jewish Mavui, and one entrance, a window or a doorway that opens up into a Bika or a Karfeth. The Kol Shekein Imu Pesach Gomur. Zakta Mishabura, if it's a window, and certainly if it's a regular doorway, this din will apply. Sivkotan Beis. So the Mechaber said, he will not Aser, even though he uses the entrance of the Mavui with his camels and his wagons all day. He uses his front door that opens to the Mavui with his wagons and his camels, and that's when he uses a lot. He still will not Aser. Sivkotan Gimel, because since he prefers the backyard, in the front he's Kemo Sheina Rogil, it's like he's not normally there. Rotalomar, Kemo Chatzra Pasuach L'Shnei Mavuos, like we learned earlier, a case where a Chatzra opens to two different Mavuis. Ubet Pesach Ech Echad Eino Rogil Latzeis V'Lavo Derech Bola Mavui. And one of them, he doesn't usually normally use that entrance to get to the Mavui. So Eino Osar L'Osar Mavui, the place where he's not Rogil, he doesn't ask her, he doesn't have to contribute on that side. Ukidlel Besimit Shin Pevav Sivtes, like we saw earlier in Shin Pevav Sivtes. Sivkotan Dalad. So finishing up the case of the Goy, we said the only time he will not ask her on the Mavui, when he has the backyard that has a Bika or a Karfeif, is only if it has a nice size, it's more than a base Sasayim. But if it's only a Sasayim, it's small, he's not interested, he rather the Mavui and he asks. Uba'ofen Zeh, in this scenario, Afilu Haya Pesach Godol Pasuach Lehem, even though he has a very large entrance to the backyard, Gamkein Eino Mizbatel Aideza Pesach Shemavui. He's not interested in the backyard, so no matter how big his entrance is to the back, it will not affect what's going on in the front, and it will not be Mizbatel as Pesach to the Mavui. Va'oser al b'nei Mavui, and this guy will ask on the people of the Mavui. But again, Vahusha Rogil Yoser Be'a Pesach Shul Esar Mavui. He's only going to ask on the Mavui if he's more Rogil on that side. Now we move over to the Yisrael. The Yisrael, we said, he has a Pesach to the Mavui, and he has a Pesach in the back to a Karfeif. He forgot to contribute to the Erev, so he said if the Karfeif is more than a Sasayim, it doesn't do him much good, he can't carry there, he will Aser on the front in the Mavui. Lefi Sheino Roilo, he's not fit to use the backyard. Says the Mishabura, Sivkotan Heishu Karmelis. A bika that's rather a karfe that's more than a beis asayim. That's a karmelis. The ein metalpulin bo elabesoch arba amos. He can only carry within four amos in that area. Masha'en kein b'mavui shemutel tata b'kula, which is not the case in the front yard in the mavui. He's allowed to carry there everywhere. Avol imhu rak beis asayim u'pachos. But if the backyard is not too large, rather it's a beis asayim or less. Since it is surrounded by a wall, and he's allowed to carry freely in the back, he's happier with the backyard. Even though when it came to the Goy, if it was only a Beis Asayim, we considered it small. Lagabi Yisrael, nafish. Lagabi Yisrael is considered big. Because on Shabbos, Jews are not carrying big loads. And therefore, that size is enough. Fish avira mimavui, and there's more airspace in the backyard karfeit that's a base of time or less, more than the mavui in the front, and therefore, although for a goy that size is considered small, for Yisrael that size is considered good. Sivkotan vav goes on the yesh misha omer the adarabba. Again, the Mechaber said in the second to last line, some say by Yisrael it's the opposite. If the back is hukaf ladira, so then it makes it worse, because it takes away the airspace. So the Mechaber said, Afilu Beis Asayim Oser. Even if it's smaller, it's a Beis Asayim Ol Aser. Zokta Mishabura. This is Hu Das Atosis Levad. This is only the Shita of Taisis. The Svir Lul Atosis holds. The Mukaf Ladira Goret Fei. When it's surrounded for dwelling, it makes it worse. Kevan de'ein bo avir kol kach. It takes away from the airspace. There's less avir, so it's worse for him. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, v'hod de'nokir afilu beis asayim. That which the Mechaber says, even if it's a beis asayim, it should say the bigger size, not the smaller size. Since it's surrounded for dwelling, it should say, even though it's very large, it takes away from the airspace. Why does the Mechaber say afilu beis asayim? So zakta mishabura, hod de'nokir afilu beis asayim. That which the Mechaber says, even if it's so small like a beis asayim, alfa gavdil didhu, beis asayim garatfei. Even though the Gabi, what we're discussing over here, if it's a beis asayim, it's worse. She'ein bo avir kol kach, there's not so much air. So of course it's not good. The bigger chiddush would be even if it's more than a beis asayim. If it's hukav adira, it takes away the air and it ruins it. So why is the Mechaber saying, afilu beis asayim? He should have said afilu more than a beis asayim. Mikol makom nokar hochi. Zata chavetz chayim, still the Mechaber chooses this lashon of afilu beis asayim. Ho will dikishe lo hukav adira. Because since in the case where it was not hukav adira, so beis asayim odif tvei min yosem beis asayim. Like we said before, if it's not hukav adira, if it's a beis asayim, it's better. It's a rosh hashayach, there's a lot of carry there. Then when it's more than a beis asayim, because then it has a din of a karmos and you can't carry there. So since in the earlier part of the mechaber, when it was not hukav adira, it was a maila in being only a beis asayim, l'kach ka'amar, therefore the mechaber says, dekeshe hukav adira. In a case where it was hukav adira, osha afilu beis asayim. It asks us even a beis asayim. For who adin yosem is asayim. The same thing is true if it's more than a beis asayim. I'd like to end with one small bir halacha, the last one on page 514. V'yesh mish omru. We had two shitas over here. Lagabe Yisrael who opened up to both sides. The Mishnah Berurah told us the yesh mish omru is the das of Tosas Levad. So zok the bir halacha v'yesh mish omru v'halacha kedeya harishona. The halacha is like the first shita. Shekenu das Rashi v'aramam v'aravamagid l'fikach hochi naktina. Zok the Beis Yosef, since most shitas go like the first shita, only Tosas argue the second shita, the halacha is like the first shita, which again, as long as it is going to be a beis asayim or less, so then it's going to be okay because you can carry freely there. If it's more than a base assignment, it's going to be a problem. We'll stop here and continue with Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Simon Shin Sadi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.